Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. 20 Christians were killed, about 2,000 were displaced, 1,300 homes were destroyed, and two churches were burned down by Al-Shabaab jihadists during a series of attacks in Nampala village in northern Mozambique from the 9th to the 12th of October, says Open Doors Africa in a media release. Local pastors and a community leader told Open Doors that the deadly attacks on the town in the Chure district of Cabo Delgado province escalated after Mozambican defense and security forces who had tried to intervene fled the scene. These latest attacks in an area where about 450,000 people have been displaced following violent attacks since early last year, together with recently published statements by ISIS, confirm the intent of jihadist groups to desolate the church in Africa, says Lynette Leibach, Executive Director of Open Doors Africa. How many more incidents of destruction will occur before notice is taken? On behalf of our family of faith on the front line, Open Doors' call to the Christian Church in South Africa and the region is to take the situation seriously, courageously speak out, come to their aid, and stand with them. The Arise Africa campaign to stop the violence, start the healing is a key opportunity to do this, she says. She says that representatives from the persecuted church signed a declaration in Lomé, Togo in September 2023 requesting action from governments, the church in sub-Saharan Africa, the global Christian church and the international community. Open Doors says in its media release that considering Al-Shabaab's alleged links to ISIS, it is alarmed by the following warning to Christians in Africa published by ISIS in a weekly newsletter earlier this month. If the Christians of Africa wish to be safe and escape the cycle of killing, they should know that Islam grants them the freedom to choose between three options. First, Islam, thus becoming our brothers in iman, faith, with the same rights and duties. Second, paying the jizya poll tax in humiliation and submission, thereby preserving their blood and living securely in their villages. And third, if they refuse both Islam and the jizya, then death and expulsion, which they have been experiencing and suffering for years. Quoting a 7th of October report by Memory, Jihad and Terrorism Threat Monitor, Open Doors says that the ISIS editorial praises the group's jihad involving the targeting and killing of Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Mozambique, while inciting ISIS adherents in Europe to exact what it calls a divine verdict against Christians in their own regions. Reporting on the recent brutal attack on Nampala village, Open Doors said, according to a local pastor, name withheld for security reasons, the situation quickly deteriorated when the Mozambican defense and security forces withdrew from fighting the insurgents. Everything got worse when the defense and security forces tried to intervene without success. When they fled, they left everything worse for those people, the pastor told Open Doors partners. An anonymous community leader also confirmed the events, sharing, since the military were already in confrontation with terrorists, after they retreated, Al-Shabaab continued with great fury and attacks which caused all houses to be destroyed. Another pastor, whose name also can't be shared for security reasons, said, we lament the sad death of four elderly sisters who were tied up and burnt inside a house by insurgents. After the attacks, some villagers tried to return to see if anything could be salvaged, only to find the village empty, burnt-out buildings and two church buildings in ruin. In international news, Fox News reports that a group of researchers in Turkey have found a 1,200-old loaf of bread that was burnt with the image of Jesus Christ on it. It is believed that this loaf can be traced back to the 7th or 8th centuries. It was found with four other carbonized loaves near the ancient city of Ironopolis. In addition to having the image of Jesus on it, the bread also has an inscription reading, "With gratitude to the Blessed Jesus." According to the report, it would be expected for the bread imagery to show Christ with his hands raised. Instead, the bread showed the image of Jesus as a farmer, which symbolized the importance of fertility and labor in the religious thought of the period. It is speculated that the breads were for communion. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.